morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have an update about the 2013 DCP and Acre Program sign-up. Enrollment for the 2013 Direct and Countercyclical Payment, DCP, and Average Crop Revenue Election, Acre Programs, began in February. The Acre sign-up period ends June 3rd, while the DCP sign-up period continues through August 2nd, 2013. Farmers are encouraged to enroll in either the Acre or DCP programs by the applicable deadlines. For the most part, the 2013 DCP and Acre program provisions remain unchanged from 2012, with the exception that all eligible participants in 2013 may choose to enroll in either DCP or Acre for the 2013 crop year. This means, for example, that eligible producers who were enrolled in Acre in 2012 may elect to enroll in DCP for 2013, or they may elect to re-enroll in the Acre program. The opposite is also an option. Eligible producers who were enrolled in DCP in 2012 may elect to enroll in Acre for 2013, or they may stay in the DCP program. Sign-up for the 2013 DCP and Acre programs is simple, requiring only a signed DCP Acre contract and a new 2013 adjusted gross income certification from all payment recipients. A new AD 1026 conservation compliance certification will also be needed if you plan to operate new land, break out new land, or conduct drainage activities. Cash rent operators who do not have power of attorney to sign for their landlords have three methods of verifying tenancy. They may have the landlord sign the 2013 contract. They can provide our county office with either an ownership certification or a copy of the 2013 lease. Or if the same farm is being cash rented and there's no ownership or operator changes from last year to this year, operators can simply complete the CCC 510 cash rent certification statement in lieu of providing the landlord's signature. Producers are reminded to call the Cass County FSA office or your local county office to schedule an appointment to enroll in the 2013 DCP or Acre programs. Next, a brief reminder about microloan program availability. A recently announced USDA microloan program has been made available to help small and family farmers and ranching operations, as well as beginning and socially disadvantaged producers, expand their access to credit. Eligible applicants of the microloan program can apply for up to $35,000 to assist in paying the initial startup expenses for items like coop houses to extend their crop growing season. Microloan financing may also be used for essential tools, irrigation, or delivery vehicles, as well as annual expenses such as seed, fertilizer, utilities, land rent, and marketing and distribution expenses. As financing needs increase, applicants may apply for other financing products available through FSA or for a commercial lender under FSA's Guaranteed Loan Program. The microloan application process is simpler and requires less paperwork than traditional operating loans. Managerial experience and loan security has been modified to ensure that small family operations and beginning farmers and ranchers can obtain the credit needed to start and continue their agricultural operation. Current interest rate for microloans is 1.25%. In addition to microloans, there are several loan programs offered through FSA that provide funding to purchase land, equipment, livestock, feed, seed, and supplies. The funds can also be used to construct buildings or make farm improvements. For more information on the microloan program or to apply for other FSA program farm loan programs, contact our office. Now, sodbuster regulations and the highly erodible land conservation measures. The term sodbusting means converting land from native vegetation, such as rangeland or woodland, to cropland production after 1985. Sodbuster violations are unauthorized tillage practices on highly erodible lands. Farmers need to remember that if they use highly erodible land for crop production without proper conservation measures, they risk losing eligibility to participate in Farm Service Agency programs. Before producers clear, plow, or otherwise prepare areas not presently under crop production for planting, they're required to file an AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land Conservation, HELC, and Wetland Conservation, WC, certification in the local county office indicating the area to be brought into production. If the Natural Resources Conservation Service, NRCS, indicates that the area will be highly erodible land, the producer is required to develop, implement, and maintain a conservation plan on the affected acreage. And finally, FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent delays in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse this authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 933, Average Adjusted Gross Income, AGI, Certification and Consent to Disclosure of Tax Information Form, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For additional clarifications on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. And in closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.